Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a speaker and author, and a spiritual healer. This is a show where you get to ask those questions that you've been trying to figure out, and your brain just isn't able to come up with an answer that actually works for you. And if I am guided to, we will do some healing work on you as well. So feel free to call in the number 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And as long as you are in the queue, I will do my best to get to you. So please, don't hang up before you get the answer that you came here looking for. All right, we will begin with the caller from area code 201.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Rose.
Hi, Rose. What can I do for you today?
I had a phone interview on Wednesday, and I want to know what your feelings are about it. Will they be calling me for an in-person interview? Will they be hiring me? Will I be finding a job elsewhere? My concern is work right now.
Well, when you started talking about the interview, the energy around that felt really, really good. So I think that that really went well. They should be contacting you again.
Okay. Do you see them hiring me?
Let's see if you'll tell me that.
I really want to work at that company. It's a great company. I'm stressing out over it.
Well, see yourself working there. You've got to let go of the stress. The stress actually pushes away what you want. So let's do a little work right now on letting go of that stress. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. So I will ask a question that will not just be a simple question. It may go on for a while. And at the end of the question, I will say, if you are ready to accept this, say yes. And that's when you say yes. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for relaxing, letting go of the stress, letting go of the worry, the doubt, the fear, all of the negative energy that you have attached to this job search that you are on, all of the energies that say, well, you're probably not going to get this one. Oh, you really screwed that up. All of those little voices in your head that are always telling you bad things about yourself. This divine infinity healing energy is going to go in and find all of that negativity and expand it, make it bigger than the universe, because it really has no place in your life, and it's not true. It never was true, and it never will be true. And you will also be filled with divine light. And divine light is going to bring you the confidence in yourself the knowing of your value, knowing that people want to hire you. You have something to offer, and they will benefit from it, and they see that. And now you will see that too. So if you are willing to accept these changes in your life right now, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice, deep breaths. How does that feel?
Good.
So your energy is shifting now. Okay, so focus on what you actually prefer. If you prefer to work for the company, see yourself working for the company, doing the job, having a wonderful time, meeting the people, interacting, accomplishing whatever it is that you desire to accomplish. Any thoughts that come up that say, oh my gosh, what if, let them go. Just let them go. Don't even think about them. And if you want to just imagine them ridden on a balloon and you let the string go and the balloon floats off, and whatever works for you. But do not spend your time worrying. That is a complete and utter waste of time. Plus, it actually eliminates what you desire. So don't worry. Know that this is yours. And live in that knowing. And then you can be happy. You can be happy before they call you. You can be happy after they call you. You can just be happy. That's part of the choices that you have about your life. And this does feel good. And it feels good for you, too. So let it come into your life. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. And do something nice for yourself today. Something
okay.
that just shows you that you love you.
All right.
Keep hearing the word pamper yourself. So I don't know how you pamper yourself, but go pamper yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Rose. And enjoy your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller is from area code... Hold on, my computer is spinning. There you go. It's from area code 864.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Catherine.
Hello, Catherine. What can I do for you today?
Do you see a new relationship coming into my life?
I'm hearing a song that's saying smooth sailing. I don't know a song with those words in it. But I'm hearing it. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. But apparently it's going to be smooth sailing. So let's see what they want to show me about Catherine and a relationship. Okay, I'm hearing the word yes. There is someone coming. And it's going to be happening pretty darn soon. Within the next couple of months. You're going to meet this person.
Okay.
And it doesn't mean that you have to wait until the end of the couple of months in order to meet them. It means you can actually meet them tomorrow. You can meet them this afternoon. Sometime within the next couple of months means anytime within the next couple of months. So they don't want you to put off meeting people thinking you have to wait a couple of months because you don't. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see what they want to tell me about. They want you to spend your time really enjoying this relationship, really having fun with it, letting yourself experience all of the good when you meet this person and when you're interacting with this person. Let's see, are they going to tell me if this is a forever or a temporary or what this is? They're saying that this relationship has the potential to be a long-lasting relationship, but that's really up to you, you know, because we decide whether or not we actually want something that's going to last.
Okay.
But let's see, do you have any questions about this or...
Well, no, thank you for answering my question. Can I ask one more question? I only ask one.
Okay. You can ask another.
Huh?
You can ask another question.
Yesterday, I was going to volunteer at the hospice house, but my blood pressure was a little high. Do you see me getting in there? Because there's some interesting things that I like doing in there that I would like to help. Do you see me getting into the hospice as a volunteer?
So what were you stressing about yesterday? Because I'm hearing that that's why your blood pressure was up.
A little bit of everything.
okay.
So I'm being honest. and so many people, you know, you're trying to not impress, but, you know, kind of be yourself, or, you know, be friendly and be nice, you know, because that's kind of atmosphere that you're going to be in. So I don't know. I might have been stressed out really bad.
Well, that's what I'm getting, that there was a lot of stress that you were putting on you. Let's see if we can clear that so you don't need to stress out and then your blood pressure doesn't need to go up and then you can do whatever it is you want to do without any worries. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question, and the question will end when I say, if you're ready to release this, say yes, and then you get to say yes. Unless, of course, you don't feel like saying yes, you can say no. Most people say yes, but, you know, it's an option. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of the stresses of life, letting go of the stresses that you believe are weighing you down, letting go of the whole idea that you have to feel stress, that you are supposed to feel stress, that stress is required. Stress is actually optional, but most people think that stress is a normal part of life and they have to feel stress in order to be alive, but that's not true. So this divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you and finding all of the things that stress you and let them go. Because they're just your beliefs. They're just things that you've created in your own mind and you don't have to hang on to them. And letting them go is not going to cause any kind of problem for anybody else. This is all about you and who you are being. You deserve to have a life that you love. You deserve to have a life that is filled with love and joy. You deserve to have a life where you get to share who you are with other people and to help them on their own journey. You know who you are. You know the love that you have to share with so many other people. And it's time for you to accept that. It's time for you to truly allow yourself to be you. And you is not stressed. You is loving and joy-filled and laughing and comforting and being there. And if you are ready now to fully embrace being you and to let go of all that other stuff, then say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Oh, boy, your energy feels so much more relaxed. How do you feel?
I feel better. I do.
Yeah.
I really do. Because I've been just laying down, kind of relaxing today, so, you know, trying to get my head, get myself back together. And I needed that. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And if you find yourself getting stressed, again, see it. The stress is something you ride on a balloon and you just let the string go and let it float away because
okay.
It's not necessary. And you really do have a lot to offer. And your guidance is wanting you to know how absolutely wonderful you are. And they say, get out there and do what you really enjoy doing. And you will be doing something that you really enjoy doing when you encounter this someone who's coming into your life. So be yourself in every moment because you never know who's looking.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Catherine. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I'm great.
You too. Okay. And our next call is from area code 720. Hi, who's this?
Yes, hi, my name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. What can I do for you today?
I'm just wondering what you see around career for me.
Let's see. So have you decided what it is you actually want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And are you taking the steps to doing that?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, as long as you are focusing on what you actually desire and taking the actions that you feel are right for you to achieve that desire, then there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't succeed. You are meant to succeed. There's something there, some doubt, I guess, that the doubt that you have about yourself. What are you afraid of?
I mean, I don't think that I'm really afraid. I mean, I think that we all have similar things to be afraid about, but I mean, nothing that's standing out that's keeping me back.
So why did you want to know what I see about career for you?
Well, there's two paths, really. I had to stop one in the middle. I had to move, and I'm still looking to go to school for that. But in the meantime, I'm trying to find a job. So I'm talking about the in the meantime type of thing.
Okay.
And I have put in for it, so.
There's, all right, let me take a breath and see if I can get some clarity about what I'm seeing, because they're not showing me a clear vision. Okay, and this could be because my own brain is thinking and it doesn't really need to, so here we go. So even though, you know, things changed and you had to stop and move and now you're looking to go to school for that particular choice that you were making, doesn't mean that you can't also be working in an area that's connected with that choice so that your school and your experience will be in alignment. And you will be able to grow in the job that you have. And that job may eventually, when you graduate, become even more than it is now. So you may not actually have to change jobs once you finish school, but you always have a choice. They're saying that this is all actually going to flow quite well in your life if you are open to accepting that this is possible. There's some little part of you that's like doubting you. Yeah, that's what it is. You're doubting yourself. Why are you doubting yourself?
I don't think that I'm doubting myself. I mean, I'm just waiting for it to come. I've put in for it, and I'm waiting for it to come, and I'm like, okay, you know, universe, you're the one that put me in this position here, so I'm trying to work with it, so I'm wondering why it's not doing it. If this is the way I'm supposed to go, then maybe
and see,
I'm not
it's
being
that
patient.
Wondering whether or not it's not happening. That's the doubt. That's the doubt that you're talking about. Because you are putting the information out there to the universe. You are saying, this is what I want. And it's like you're saying, okay, take care of it, and then you're pulling it back and saying, well, you haven't done it yet. So, you know, it's like that digging up the seed to see if it's growing, that kind of a thing. So they want us to do a little bit of clearing work on you. There's not a whole lot that's there in your way, but there is a little something, and it's not something that you need. So if you're okay with getting rid of it, we can get rid of it. Are you okay with that?
Sure. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. All right, so I will ask you one of those questions, and at the end I'll say, if you're willing to accept this, say yes. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for increasing your ability to trust in your guidance, to trust in your higher self, to trust in God, to trust in the universe, to trust in whomever it is you see yourself trusting in? This is opening you up, opening up your heart to actually loving and accepting yourself even more than you do now. This is opening up and accepting that your life can actually just flow beautifully, that you can have everything that you desire, that things can just miraculously fall into your lap, that you do not have to struggle, you do not have to worry, you do not have to doubt, you do not have to work until you're so tired that you're ready to just drop. You can have a life that flows because you are loved. You are so incredibly loved. And the universe is there for you. So this is opening you up to you, opening you up to the universe within you, opening you up to your own life, to your own choices, opening you up to your wisdom and your decision. And if you are ready to accept this change in your life, say yes. Laura?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the yes. I thought, oh my gosh, I've lost her. All right, so take three nice deep breaths. Okay, whew, the doubt floated away. Wonderful. And you might want to start each day by saying, you know, show me what I need to do to make the day, today the best day that it can possibly be. And then do what you are guided to do. Do what feels right to your heart. And if you have any of those wonderful thoughts about, oh my gosh, this isn't working or whatever, again, write them on the balloon and let them go and let them float off, because it's not the truth. It's not you. And you don't need to be in those kinds of thoughts. And it really is allowed to be easy. And apparently I needed to say that to you. I don't know if you thought it had to be hard, but they wanted to remind you that it is allowed to be easy. And you are still on your path. So everything is actually working.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Believe me. That's good to know.
Well, wonderful.
Thank you
so
much. I appreciate it.
You create your life with your thoughts. So focus on what you prefer and let go of everything else, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
God bless. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. And our next caller is from area code 212.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Mary.
Hello, Mary. What can I do for you today?
Well, Barbara, I recently lost my job, and I was just wondering if you see any good jobs coming up. There's one in which a former colleague of mine recommended me for, and that's at a consulting firm where she works. So I was that would come through, or if something else would come through. And I also was just wondering why this job loss occurred. You know, I was told not to take it personally. And then yesterday I saw a former employer of mine from a different place, the place where I worked before, going to the place where I was just let go from. And she told me something that I found interesting. You know, it sounded like I was being played like a pawn on a chessboard, because there was an overlap in board members at our organizations. And as a result, I think that there was some bad blood between these two leaders. and the leader of the organization that let me go even said to my former boss, her back, because he actually poached me from that organization. So I'm not sure if – hello?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, I just heard a beep. And I'm not sure if this had anything to do with my being let go or if it was what was originally explained to me by my direct supervisor, who is the second in command over there. And it was just, you know, not a good fit. And, you know, the organization is operating on a deficit.
Okay. So the first thing I'm hearing is a question, and your guidance is asking, did you really enjoy that job?
There were certain aspects of it that I enjoyed.
Okay, so which percentage of it would you say you enjoyed?
I would say maybe... for half of it, probably like 60%.
Okay. And this new job that you are being referred to with the consulting
mm-hmm.
firm, is that doing that 60% that you enjoyed, or is that doing something that you really don't want to do?
I think that it would be doing things that I enjoyed, because consultants don't get caught up in the nitty-gritty. They work on a higher level. They interview people, the leadership of an organization. They analyze, and they come up with recommendations. So consultants tend not to have to do the grunt work. That's what I don't enjoy.
So, in a way, this firing and changing positions is a promotion.
In a way, it is, yeah. I mean, I'm out of an environment that was toxic. Yeah, it's just that I would have preferred to have left on my own terms, having another job lined up.
Were you pursuing another job?
You know, the day before I was go, I started to work on my resume again.
Okay. So what your guidance is telling me is that this really was for your highest good, and there's a part of you that knows that this really was for your highest good. It really doesn't matter why they let you go, because it really was for you so that you could move forward with your life. What your guidance is telling me is that you were just kind of treading water in a way. You were working in a place that you really didn't love. You didn't love the people. You didn't love the atmosphere. You didn't love so much of what you did. And they wanted you to be happy. Your guidance wants you to be happy. They want you to do what you love to do and to look forward to each day. Go to work smiling, knowing that you're going to be working with these incredible people. And so that's why this change has come about. Ignore the barking dog. Okay.
Dog's excited.
He's just giving his 2 cents worth.
You say it's all right.
Yes, it is. But this really was for your highest good. This was a blessing in disguise, if you want to see it that way. And I do see that this is going to take you to an opportunity where you can really be you, where you can be comfortable in your job and in your skin and in your life, and creating what you really want. That's the feeling that I get about this. So I think this is great. I mean, I don't usually tell people who've just lost their jobs that it's great, but for you, hey, this is great.
Well, in a way, it's because I have time to myself now. It's a gift to have this opportunity to step back a little bit and set my own schedule and just have to worry about the grind.
Yeah, it is a gift to you. Okay, let me let this dog outside so that she or he can make the noise out there. Oh, okay, there.
Okay. No more barking.
Yes. Okay. Let's see if there's any messages they want to give you. They're saying to embrace this time. This is your time for you. Your time for you to really look at your life, to really shape it and create it the way that you want it to be. So this really was a gift for you to have the time for you. And they say, don't worry about a job or income or any of that, because everything's going to be absolutely fine. And you are going to be working faster than you actually expected. So take this free time that you know you have, like, you know, today or whatever, and do what it is you really want to do, what you've been putting off because you didn't have the time or whatever other story that you were creating, because this is your opportunity to embrace your own life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they want you to know about this.
Okay. Right.
So does all that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. And I guess I would also feel a little bit more at ease if I knew approximately when I was going to start working so that I can plan a trip, for example, like, oh, I would like to travel abroad in 3 weeks' time or 4 weeks' time, and could I safely do that, you know, without cutting into a new job?
Let's see if they want to, how they want to deal with that.
Yeah, or even like 4 to 6 weeks from now, because I could probably get deals traveling a little bit further down the line, right?
So, actually, what I'm hearing is, why don't you give yourself time to get into the new job and get comfortable with the new job, and then you can take the time off for the trip. So if you want to plan a trip, you know, plan it for, oh, I'm hearing like 6 months from now. And by then you'll be comfortable with the new work that you're doing and where you are, and you can take the time off and go on this trip. One of the things about consulting is that often you don't actually have to be in a particular place to do the work. So even if you're traveling, you can still connect through the internet and do what you need to do, because
mm-hmm.
you have that flexibility.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I guess what you're saying is that this consulting job is actually going to come to pass.
I'm saying that there is a strong probability that it will.
Mm-hmm.
They're not saying anything definite. They don't do that, because then people think that they don't have to do anything but, you know, wait for the definite.
Oh, no, no. Believe me, I check out the job listings every day, because
okay.
I can't take anything for granted.
So they are saying it's a strong probability that the consulting job is what you will end up with, or it is one of the options that you will have. You will get to decide where you end up. It's not like the universe is saying, well, we've decided this is where she's going. This is your choice. But it feels very strong. So, you know, plan your trip for 6 months from now. You can get even better deals. And then let that fit into your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You are welcome. And enjoy yourself and enjoy your freedom now as you are looking for where you are moving to next.
Yeah. Okay. Will do.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
More than happy to. And have a great day.
You too. Okay, bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. And our next caller is from area code 50. Hi.
Oh, that's me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Just any good spiritual messages that you have for me?
Do you want to tell me your name?
Michelle.
All right, Michelle. Ooh, your guidance says that you are looking for something in particular. What are you looking for in particular?
Well, honestly, right now, I was having chest pain, so I was looking for my aspirin. So I'm taking some baby aspirin as I talk to you.
And what has gotten you worked up so that you're having chest pain?
I don't know. I've had some heart issues. All four of my heart valves are regurgitating, and I have pulmonary artery hypertension in my main artery in my lungs. And that's the first time I've had an episode in a long, long time. Well, since about a couple months ago.
Okay. So one of the things that I'm hearing from your guidance is that in a lot of ways, you've cut yourself off from love. It's like you're blocking love in your life. Why are you doing that?
I don't know. I didn't know I was.
When people are having heart issues, it usually has to do with love. It's either loving
really?
Yourself or you keeping other people from loving you. You've built walls around your heart so that love can't get in, love can't get out. There's all this love blockage, and your heart is reflecting that love blockage.
Huh. Well, I have been hurt pretty bad in the past, and so I have a hard trouble trusting.
Yeah.
You know, which I know he loves me dearly, and I love him dearly, and we're both kind of jealous of each other, but it just, I don't know, and I've tried to let go of the past and not let it interfere, because I know you got to let that go, and but in the back of my mind, I still, worry.
Okay. You really... Are you willing to do some work on that so that we can clear that out so that your heart can heal, the physical heart and, your spiritual heart?
Yes, of course.
Okay. You say of course. There are some people that would say no to that question,
Really?
Yeah.
No, anything to make it better, but, it's like trying to get these doctors to listen to you and... I went to the hospital one time and they tried to say nothing was wrong with my heart, but they didn't know the next day I was scheduled for an echocardiogram, and that's when it showed all four of my heart valves. So I have heart valve disease. But, I'm not going to spend another $30,000 on tests. You were just here last week. I'm like, well, I was having chest pain. I thought I was having a heart attack. Well, sure enough, it was all four of my heart valves, not just one, but all four of them. And I've got rheumatoid arthritis, and we think that a lot of people think rheumatoid is just regular arthritis. Well, it's not. It can affect any organ in your body. And, of course, heart disease runs in my family,
Okay. So let's do a little clearing work around your heart and the energy around your heart. All right. So I'll ask you a question, and at the end of the question I'll say, if you're willing to accept this, say yes. Then you get to say yes, and I get to tell you to breathe, and life is wonderful. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So would you like a divine infinity healing for opening up, opening up your heart so that you can accept love and give love so that there's a flow of love. And right now there's this beautiful host of angels that are working with us too, and they're going in and they're clearing the clutter and the barriers and the spiked poles and all of the stuff. Ooh, he's got a bunch of stuff around your heart. So they're clearing all of that out so that you can actually have the freedom to love. So this divine infinity healing is also clearing out your beliefs about needing to protect yourself, the beliefs about being afraid of being hurt, the beliefs that say it's okay to love, but only to this degree. You can't completely love anyone. You can't completely trust anyone. You can't completely give yourself to anyone. There's this whole fear of being vulnerable, of being hurt, of being mistreated. All of that is being taken away because that's based on stuff that happened in the past. And you don't live in the past, you live now. And so this divine
right.
infinity healing energy is taking all of that away because you don't need that. You
right.
know. You know in your heart how you feel. You also know in your heart how he feels about you. So you know that the love is there. And you don't need to be afraid of it. And so all
right.
of that clutter is being taken away. So that you have the freedom to love and to be loved and to be okay with being loved and to be okay with loving. And so if you are willing to accept this opening of your heart, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
And how do you feel?
Hoping that it all comes true. I'm honest.
Well, your energy
Thank
is
you.
A lot more peaceful now. It's like you're just going,
I was kind of scared there for a minute because the pain was going up into my jaws. And, heart disease runs really high in my family. So I was kind of scared there for a minute. And I was rushing and trying to pop my baby out of the curtain. And it usually just lasts a few minutes. But it was going on for a good minute there. But it finally eased up. So it was funny that you said that.
You know, it would be good if you started focusing on more love into your life. You know, if there are things that you love to do, if you love to go out and walk in nature, then go out and walk in nature. Do the things that bring more and more love into your life. And that opens up your heart. And that helps your heart to heal.
Okay.
So that's what your guidance says you really need to do. You need to focus on love.
Okay. I wrote it down. I'm going to be focusing.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you
wonderful.
So much, dear. Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thanks for calling. And, call back if you need to clear out some more, okay?
Thank you so much, dear.
Okay. Thanks
bye-bye.
For calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. The dog is now barking outside. Dogs are really interesting. Some of them are so, it's almost like they get obsessed with people. And when those people leave, for whatever reason, the dog acts like the world is ending, my person is gone. It's interesting the way we train dogs to be. Okay, our next caller is from area code 857. Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, Barbara. This is Annette. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Annette?
I'm okay. I'm outside. It's not fall yet, but it looks like fall, but it's not really fall. but it's nice.
Okay, I can understand that.
It's not 90 degrees and the humidity is 100%. So it's a good day, a very good day.
True.
Thank you for taking my call. I had to actually get out of my office. I'm sorry, I'm walking. I actually have to get out of my office today because there was some energy that was just not, it didn't make me feel good at all. And I had to just escape it.
Okay.
And yeah, it just didn't, the energy is like, you know, it's like a gang up type of energy where they kind of gang up on someone energetically. And I'm feeling that.
Are you the one they're ganging up on?
Yeah. And they always seem to want to divide people. They'll treat someone, you know, very nice, very kind, very thoughtful. You know, ask them out for lunch. Ask them, you know, if they want lunch. Always pitting people against one another.
Mm-hmm.
That's the energy. That's like the mentality. And it's like today I just couldn't stand it. I'm like, I got to get out of here. So I'm outside in the beautiful air taking a walk to get away from it. So I don't know what my question is for you.
Well, I keep seeing a, I'll call it a love bomb because I don't know what else to call it. It's like an explosion of light in that office, an explosion of light that disperses all of the negativity, all of the darkness. So it's like you toss in a love bomb, and it changes the energy.
Oh, I'm going to toss in a bomb. Trust me, I'm going to toss in a bomb.
This is not a bomb that hurts anyone, though.
I know. No, I'm not talking about that kind of bomb. Please. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But right now, honestly, I'm just not feeling no love to throw in there. I just want to back off from it and get away from it. And what I think what's kind of disappointing to me, because I'm seeing human, it's people that I would never think that would participate in that type of energy. Do you
people
know what I mean?
Can surprise you. Yeah, I know what you mean.
That would not participate in that is the most disappointing thing to me.
Okay. So let's do a little clearing work on you so that when you go back, you can, you know, let go of the love bomb and let the light fill the office and drive the negativity away. And then those people can find something to do that has to do with work instead of what they're doing.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to ask you a question. And at the end of the question, I'll say, if you're ready to accept this, say yes. You get to say yes. And I get to tell you to breathe. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of all of the negativity that is in you now, all of the negativity that has been created by the negativity around you, all of the negativity that you feel is there. Letting all of that go and allowing yourself to be filled with divine love and divine light. And divine love and divine light are pouring into you now. They are filling every cell of your body. They are filling the area around you. They are filling every organ, every part of your brain. They are cleansing out all of the negativity, all of the worry, the doubt, the expectations, the fears, everything, all of the stress. It's all just disappearing. There is nothing more powerful than this divine light and this divine love. And it is filling all of your being with cleansing, it is lifting, it is healing. It's helping you to let go of what does not serve you. It is taking you to a space where you are comfortable with yourself, where you are comfortable with your life, where you are comfortable with where you work, where you are comfortable with who you work, where you are comfortable because you know that you are filled with the divine love and light, and nobody can hurt you. Nobody can hurt you. You are safe. And now Archangel Michael is with you too. And Archangel Michael is to the north of you. He's to the south of you, to the east of you, to the west of you, above you, and below you. So you are in this beautiful sphere of protective light from Archangel Michael, and nothing can hurt you. And if you are willing to accept all of this, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Now, how do you feel?
Still much better.
Good.
Much
wonderful.
Better. I know that I have to be, because the environment is just, it's an office. So, of course, that type of energy is present. Matter of fact, it breathes in that type of environment, the negativity. I know that I have to be consistent and really vigilant in protecting myself. I really do.
You can just call for Archangel Michael. You know, as you're walking through the door, you can just say, "Okay, Michael, come on," and he'll be there, and he'll be all around you. And there's really, you don't have to do anything elaborate. It's really simple. You just call for Michael, and he's always there for you. And when you're in the office, if you want to see a beautiful ball of light that comes and lands in the office and explodes and sends light into every office, into every person, that would dissipate all of the negativity, because the negativity cannot survive in the light.
True. Excuse me. Yes, that's very true. I agree with that. And I guess I'm feeling again, I'm in my body. I'm in my humanness. And I'm feeling like I don't want to give them nothing. I just want, I'm keeping it real with you, Barbara. I'm not going to say yes, you know, yes, I'm going to throw love at them. I'm not ready to give that to them. And I have to be honest with you. I'm not ready to throw a love bomb with them at all.
Well, then don't give it to them. Give it to yourself.
I will give it to myself and I will protect myself. But I'm just not in that place. Because I feel that if I'm not sincere and it's not coming from my heart, it's just not going to work for me. And where I'm at now is that what I want to do is that I want to build this hedge around me so that I can function and get through my day without having to deal with it. I know where it's coming from because they're jealous. They're jealous. They don't want to see anybody with light. They don't want to see anybody that is confident, that is joyful and that's happy. They can't stand it because they don't have it. So they operate from a gang mentality through their energy. That's how they operate. Right now, I just don't want to give them anything. I want to shut it down and protect, go to my cube, function, do what I need to do, hello, good morning, but I don't want to give them any of my energy whatsoever.
Well, it's not your energy that you're giving them. It is the divine energy. It is the divine love,
energy,
the divine light.
Yes.
So you're not giving them anything of yours. You're giving yourself the opportunity to actually be comfortable with where you are.
Right.
Where you work. This is about you. It's not about them.
Right, you're right.
So don't make it about
them. You're right.
Make it about you.
You're right.
You deserve
right.
to be happy. You deserve
yes.
to be filled with joy. You deserve to enjoy your work. You deserve
yes,
to have
I
a
do.
Wonderful time. And so
I
as
do.
Part of
I
that
do.
Deserving of yours, then you are flinging out these bombs of divine love and divine light and letting them change everything because you deserve something better. So
right.
make you the focus because you are
right.
the only
That's...
one you are responsible for. Whatever
right.
effect
True.
It has on them is whatever effect it has on them, but you are doing it
True.
For you.
That's true. That's you're right. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Because it's like it's like they don't do it to everybody. It's I know, you know what? Because I know who I am. I know who I am and I'm confident in who I am and I know it's my energy. I know it's my energy. Because basically, I really don't need them to be my friend. I really
no,
don't.
You don't.
I can go and have lunch. You know what I mean? I can function without them. I don't need to have this gang mentality. I don't believe it. I don't subscribe to it. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't. So I go about my way and do what I need to do. You know? And they notice that. I know that they notice that. They see that. They feel it. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't, and they don't like it.
Well, you know, you can make it a wonderful game for you to play every day. You know, when you walk through the door and you call Michael, and you can say, okay, Michael, let's see how much love and light we can put in this office today. And just
this
make it
true.
Part of the fun that you are experiencing.
Yes.
And that takes the
and
focus
you know
off them and what they're doing and puts it back
exactly.
on you and creating
and
what you actually want.
And I have been. I've been joyful. I've been happy. It is something that has been very natural for me. But today, there's just something about today. Something about today. I don't know if it's the planets. I don't know. But something about today where, see, I can laugh at it. It's something. Because usually I am usually happy and people are like, what are you drinking? It's like, I'm not drinking anything. I'm just happy and just enjoying being where I'm at. But something about today where there just seemed to be like a cluster, it seemed to be like this, I could feel it. And I'm like, I've got to get out. I can't be in here for too long. I've got to get out of here.
Well, now you can go back and spread the love and light and know that
yes.
this is
what?
You being you.
Right.
And be okay
right.
with it.
And yeah.
Michael
you
said
know what?
He's right there with you, so you're not doing
all right,
this alone.
Michael.
He's always with you.
All right, Michael. We're going in there. I ain't throwing no love bomb in there yet. They ain't getting nothing lovey, dovey. They're on their own, just like me.
Oh. Well, you know, when you're ready...
Nope.
You
not
have
today.
An unlimited supply, but, you know, it's when you're ready.
I ain't ready today, Barbara.
Okay, that's fine.
And it doesn't look good for tomorrow either. Oh, my. You see, this is how I am. This is how I am. I laugh about this stuff, and it doesn't hinder me like it used to in the past. Where I became
right.
where I became very stressed by it, and now I just I'm laughing at stuff. I'm actually like I'm laughing at this now. This is funny now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Michael has something to do with it. It's funny now because I'm like, they ain't getting nothing. You know? I'm not none of this make it, fake it till you make it. No.
Well, you know, just be yourself.
Sorry, Barbara.
That's what's important.
I will. I will. I really understand what you're saying, and I know that. I do get it. I understand what you're saying, but in my humanness, I'm like, I have to feel this. I really have to feel that I want to send them love and light. Right now, it really is about me protecting myself.
Okay,
from this
and
energy,
that's fine.
It could really. I know what it's done to me before, where it has really has taken me to a really dark place, and you know, a place of thinking about taking my life. I mean, my energy is totally depleted, getting sick. I know what this energy can do, and right now it's like if there are times where I just have to walk out and get into nature, because they're just so negative,
yeah.
So negative. You know, that sometimes...
And that's okay.
Yeah. You know,
you just
so.
Do what's right for you, because you
I
are the
to.
Only one you are responsible for. You're not
exactly.
responsible for those other people. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Let Michael be with
don't.
You.
Yeah, and, yeah. I need him. I can't... To me, it's like, not that I can't, but right now, I just refuse to say, no love
okay.
today.
That's
so
fine.
Thanks, Barbara. Yes.
You are welcome.
Thank you. Many, many blessings to you. And I will
and
definitely take heed to what you're saying, because it makes sense
okay.
and it does work. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay. Have a great day. Okay. We are moving to our next caller. Area code 561. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Say your name again.
Stacy. Stacy.
Stacy?
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, that just was not coming through there for a minute. Okay, what can I do for you today?
I just wanted to general. I mean, I have a lot going on. I just need some balance and peace within the storm.
Okay, so how is your life out of balance? What are you not doing for yourself that's keeping you from feeling balanced?
Well, I'm just having issues with a teenager right now, and it's told me, you know, I'm trying to understand and trying to.
So, is this teenager your child?
Yes.
Okay. Teenagers are interesting beings.
Mm.
They are beginning to realize that they are people, that they are their own person. You know, it's kind of like the terrible twos, only on a bigger scale. In a lot of ways, it's them discovering themselves, just like the two-year-old was discovering themselves. And the teenager is discovering themselves and deciding that they know, well, that they know everything. You know, they're teenagers. They know
mm-hmm.
everything. And that their parents really don't know anything. And it's nothing personal. It's not like they are personally are attacking you. It's part of their growth. It's part of their evolution. So guidance is saying that you can pick something and give them responsibility for that something, whatever it is, and let them know what is involved in doing whatever it is that you've given them the responsibility for, and let them know the consequences of not doing it. And then you have to follow through. If they do it, you tell them good job. You know, you give them the appreciation, the praise, whatever it is. If they don't do it, then they suffer the consequences. And you also talk to them about it, about why they're doing it or why they're not doing it, to help them gain a deeper understanding of themselves and of how things work in life. What you need not do is fight a teenager. Because the more you fight, the more they're going to fight. And, you know, resistance is futile. It's kind of like the Borg thing. You want to love them. Love does not mean that you take everything that they give you. It means that you love them even when they are behaving atrociously bad. You don't stop loving them. You simply let them know what the consequences are of what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what they're telling me now. So is any of that helping, or is it bringing up more questions
yes.
for you?
Yes. It's just like a whole other human being. I don't understand, you know. I don't recognize this person, you know.
And they don't recognize themselves either. You know, they're trying to figure out who they are. And they don't think that they can be themselves as long as they are being who you think they are. That's why they rebel so hard against their parents, why they don't want to do anything that their parents say that they should do, because they are trying to figure out who they are. And you can't tell them who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are trying to, you know, fix them, then you're wasting your time, because it's not going to work. It's just going to push them away. You know, so
okay.
If there are certain things that you require, then you can tell them, okay, as long as you meet these requirements, and don't make rules about every little thing. You have to give them some flexibility, some space, so that they can discover themselves, because that is what they are doing. And there will be times when you will want to say, don't do that, that's stupid, or whatever. But if it's not one of your important things, let it go. Let them screw up, because that's how they learn. And sometimes that's the hardest
okay.
thing for the parents. Because you don't want them to screw up. You don't want anything bad to happen to them. But that is how they learn. And they do need to learn. But, you know, let them know that you love them and you're there for them. And even though they might not seem to take in the words or appreciate it, they do take it in. And they really do appreciate it. So don't fight, okay?
Okay. Yeah. I'm learning that.
And your guidance is saying that you need to make sure that you are taking care of yourself, that you are not becoming so obsessed with the teenager and their behavior and all of the stuff that you're forgetting about you. Do not make your child more important than you.
True.
And they're saying that it's all eventually going to work out fine. And, you know, you're going to look back one day and go, oh, my gosh, I've created this amazing, wonderful human being. You're not saying that now, but you will see it eventually.
No, I'm like, oh, God, where did it go?
I know. I can think back to when I was a teenager and my mother would suggest something and my first response would be, oh, no, not that. How can you even think that? And it wasn't that what she said wasn't good, because a lot of times it was, but I couldn't say that it was, because I had to prove that I was not her.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take
sure.
it personally, okay?
Okay. Words of wisdom. Thank you.
You are welcome. And remember, you have your divine team that's working with you. And if it gets to be too much, you know, call on somebody. Call on Archangel Michael. Call on Mother Mary. Call on whomever it is you want to call on. And just say, help, and they will. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You are welcome. And it really is going to work out okay, Stacey. It is.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Life is always filled with these opportunities. And sometimes opportunities don't feel like opportunities, but they are. So let yourself experience the opportunity.
Okay.
And let yourself be okay with who you are and who you are being and what you are creating in your life. And remember that you are not alone. None of us are alone. And we each have our own little team that works with us, so call on them. If you need help, call them. They are there for you. They are always there for you. And just be open to receiving whatever it is that they are showing you, that they are blessing you with. One of the interesting things in my life now is, you know, again, I'm talking to these men on the internet, and I have not met any of these people in person, and they still amaze me, you know, the ones who, after one day of chatting on a computer, are calling me darling, sweetheart, honey, lover, you know, all of these things that, to me, they can't feel that way about me. I know I'm a wonderful person, and I am loving and, you know, and all of that, but they don't know me. And then they get upset because I'm not using all of these pet names for them. And I tell them, I don't know you. I am talking with you in order to get to know you. And when I feel that I know you, then we can move into, you know, warm and cuddly. But 99.9% of the time, that never happens. And it's like the first 2 weeks, if it lasts 2 weeks, that you're talking to someone and they're just so enamored with you and they're not really being real. It's like the honeymoon stage, where when you get married and you think your spouse is so wonderful, isn't it so cute that he clips his toenails at the kitchen table, you know? And then a year later, you're like, why are you clipping your toenails at the kitchen table? That's disgusting. Stop doing that. But during the honeymoon phase, it's like everything is wonderful. And then reality comes in. So I'm asking my guidance to help me to see reality now, because I don't want to go through this, oh, aren't they wonderful phase, when there are things about these people that I would not be comfortable living with. I don't want to end up looking back and going, oh my gosh, why did I decide on this one? I want to know that I've made the right choice from the very beginning. And you know, I've been married twice, and both times, on my wedding day, I knew I was not making the right choice, and I did it anyway. And part of that was because of my not loving myself. I thought that I had to be there for everybody else, and I wasn't there for me. And that has changed. And now I am here for me. I do love me, and I want to make the best choice for me. And that's actually given me the freedom to allow other people to be whomever they are being, because that's not me. And I don't have to fix them. I'm only responsible for me. And so it makes all these conversations with these men even more interesting. You know, because some of them are trying to impress me, and I can feel that. I can feel their energy. And sometimes I tell them, you know, I can feel your energy, and this is what I'm feeling. And some of them are like, how did you know that? Oh, and life is just so interesting. And we always have all of these amazing opportunities that are coming to us from all of these different ways, whether it's our spouses, our children, the people we meet, ourselves, our jobs. We get all of these wonderful opportunities, all of this amazing feedback, so that we can look at ourselves and see who we are being. And we can decide who we really want to be. Don't take things as being, you know, doom and gloom and isn't this horrible. Look at it to see what it's actually teaching you, what it's actually showing you. Is it showing you that it's time for you to let go? Maybe not be so in need of controlling someone else. Is it showing you that it's time for you to recognize that this person is not right for you? And that's what I'm seeing with most of these men that I'm talking to. And it just amazes me how some of them, even though I've told them, there's one in particular that I've told at least 4 times that he is not right for me. And I'm not ugly about it. I'm usually, you know, very warm and supportive and just letting him know that he is not the right person for me. And anytime I do that, he comes back with, but this, this, and this. Well, one of the reasons why he's not the right person for me is that he has a 13-year-old son. I don't want to be somebody's mother. That's just my personal choice. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with children, because there's not. The children are wonderful. They truly are. And I love children. But I don't want to be someone's mother. And I know that. I know that in the core of who I am, that I really don't want to be someone's mother. Told this gentleman this over and over and over and over. And he keeps presenting, oh, well, my son is off living with someone else right now, and so you wouldn't really have to deal with him. And so my comeback was, well, so you're not really being a father to your child? And his comeback is, well, you know what? I've always been a father to my child, but just for right now, he's off living with this family member. And when I find someone and get married, then he'll come back. And then I say, but I don't want to be his mother. And then he says, but you don't have to worry about that, because he's off living with you. And so we're going round and round and around and saying the same things, and he's not hearing me. And I know that eventually I'm just going to stop talking to him. I'm waiting for my guidance to let me know that eventually has arrived. And until then, I'm just saying what I'm guided to say. Because apparently there's something that he needs to hear or get out of our conversation that's going to help him and his choices about who's important in his life. So follow your guidance, follow your heart, your intuition, the universe, whatever terminology you work with. And know that you really are creating your life. And you do not have to create a life that is filled with suffering and struggling and fighting and all of that negativity. It doesn't have to be, no matter who you are living with, even if it's a teenager. You can still let go. Let go and let them experience their own mistakes, because that is how we learn. And it's not our job as a parent to keep our kids from ever making a mistake. That's how they learn. That's how they grow. You just, you know, keep it down to the little mistakes, you know, nothing major. Don't let them, you know, blow up anything or whatever. But you are not supposed to control everything they do, everything they say, everything they feel. That's not your job. And use yourself as an example of how they can choose to live. You know, if you are filled with love, if you are joyous, if you are happy, if you are comfortable in your own life, then that is what you are teaching them. They don't just learn from what we tell them or what we yell at them or what we punish them for. They learn by who we are being. So make sure you are being the very best that you can be so that they can see that, so that they can get that that is a choice for them as well. And don't forget to breathe. And don't forget to do nice things for yourself. And don't forget to enjoy your own life. Don't let your child become your obsession, or your man, or whatever it is, or your job, or your coworkers. Because we do that. We distract ourselves from our own lives with other people and other things. And we don't need to do that because we have choices. Okay. So that is the end of the show for today, and I thank everyone for calling in and being who they are and sharing who they are. And I will be back on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time with Mornings with Jesus with DC Love. I hope everyone has an absolutely great weekend, and I really do appreciate who you are and who you are being. I love you all. Bye-bye, everybody.